We are just over 3 weeks away from opening night. Three Thursdays from tomorrow. 3 weeks tomorrow, the Bills will be in L.A. playing the Rams. We established this earlier today. The Bills are 2.5-point favorites. They're favored to win that game as of today. We had the chance to catch up with Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, earlier today. We began by asking him, and I feel like this is, you're talking about either kids or pro athletes, asking if they're happy and healthy. Are the kids happy and healthy? Same thing I think happens in training camps, especially the physical nature of the NFL. So we began by asking him how the players are feeling. Is everyone happy? Is everyone healthy down at Orchard Park?
Well, you know, it's that time of year. The guys are competing. We're scuffling with each other because we're ready to hit somebody else. It's that point in camp. But we got some, you know, some guys nursing some things from the game the other day. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we're trending in the right direction.
Is that what offers the most stress for you as a GM? I'm sure you can speak for the coaches as well, making sure everyone gets through each day healthy in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, when there's a pile up, just like on the freeway, when there's a pile up, you're anxiously awaiting. Hopefully, everybody gets up and all their limbs are intact and in order, no issues.
So, in terms of fighting each other and possibly joint practices, you see fights every day on social media. Is there any positive there in terms of intensity, energy on the field? Like, can you spin it in some sort of a positive manner that your players are, you know, so rambunctious and raring to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, you want guys that want it badly, and it generally comes, if it comes from a competitive spirit, you know, you don't want anybody to do anything dumb to hurt themselves or hurt their teammate, but, you know, these guys are competitive. They want to win, and, you know, things happen. You know, someone feels the other one got the best of them or did something, or obviously sometimes it can build up. Teammates are talking trash, and then somebody feels someone crossed the line with a harder hit. You know, if you're in a thud period where you're not taking them down, sometimes the guy gets hit the wrong way, goes to the ground, and that leads to some things. So as long as it's in a good nature, and most importantly, that it, when you walk off the field, it doesn't carry into the locker room. Those are when you have issues. But I would be a little nervous if we went through a whole training camp and we didn't have some scuffles.
For sure, Brandon. And I imagine you want to see guys being competitive out there, but I imagine you also want to see guys make it to week one. And what goes into your decisions as far as whether to play guys or to rest guys throughout the preseason?
Yeah, you know, Sean and I, every year we've kind of just taken a different approach. You know, preseason now we're in the second year of this three games instead of four games. So last year was, you know, 2 years ago was COVID. There was no preseason. So I feel like it's been changing for various reasons, you know, different years. So, but I think the best thing you do is take your team and you figure out what they need. What do your starters need? Where is your quarterback at? I mean, obviously, with Josh in his first few years, he needed reps. Like, you can't get him enough reps. So you're playing him in, you know, almost all the preseason. Whereas now, you know, he's going into year five. He's had so many live reps. You don't feel like he's behind the way he was in those first couple of years. And also it depends on, you know, how's your offensive line? Like, putting your quarterback out there, do you feel we can protect him? Because the other team, it's not practice. It's not a scrimmage. It's for real. So you take all those things into consideration when you're kind of piecing it together. And so we actually – I just walked out of a meeting, us discussing, you know, our plan for this week and for next week. I think we got a good plan. We'll lay it out and see how it goes.
With Brandon Bean, GM of the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen has really been spectacular since he stepped into the league. And last year, we know how his season ended, going back and forth the way that he did and putting up just incredible numbers. So in terms of a message to him, or maybe outwardly a message to the rest of the football world, what would you suggest is the next step? What could we possibly see that would lead the football world to say, wow, that's a new, improved, and better Josh Allen, considering how great he was a year ago?
Well, I think, you know, every year is a new year. You can get in a role, and it's you're not going to be, you know, he was obviously, you know, on a heater, you know, in the postseason last year. I don't think it's fair to say every postseason or he's going to start right where he picked up. You know, every team's a new team. The vibe, the comfort, in the offense, you know, nothing stays the same. And that's kind of the motto for our team this year. We don't get to start, you know, with 10 wins or start with, you know, with a playoff game or anything like that. It's a new team, a new season, and nothing, you know, nothing changes for Josh as well. I think, you know, we want to, it starts with winning our division, which, you know, he knows, well, he knows, and our teammates know the importance of that, getting a home game. And, you know, again, every week we're in a different, you know, deal now. We're not hunting, we're the hunted. And I think we learned last year that if you don't bring your A game every week, you can lose. And we kind of went on that little skid of win a game, lose a game. And ultimately it kept us from getting a higher seed, which, you know, could have meant more home playoff games.
Brandon, do you feel like you've addressed everything that you wanted to address this offseason?
I mean, you know, listen, we felt like we hit a lot of holes, but we're always looking. You know, I don't think you're ever going to hear me say, man, we knocked it out of the park. We filled all the holes. We're always looking to either upgrade the starter or upgrade the backup, find ways to make, you know, more I talked about it earlier with fights and practice, making every position as competitive as possible. You know, I like our depth, but ultimately we'll still pay attention here, you know, the next few weeks of preseason and see if there's other players that we think could add to the competition, and you know, and then well into the season, you know, if we feel like we're injured or we're not getting the right play, we'll look around and see how we can, you know, make that better, you know, so that we can finish strong.
How do you feel Von Miller has fit into the group early in camp, and he comes with incredible name value, future Hall of Famer, multiple Super Bowls. What are you hoping he brings to your defense this year?
Yeah, Vaughn's been great. I mean, anytime you can add a guy who's a first ballot Hall of Famer with his pedigree and has won two Super Bowls, it's hard to find guys, you know, as talented as him that's won two Super Bowls that you can get your hands on. And so to get him here has been great. He's been everything we've asked for. We've got some young, you know, pass rushers. And so, you know, the thought was let's marry Vaughn up with these guys. Not only Vaughn's going to bring his skill set, but hopefully he can pour into these guys. And he's done that. He's done a great job, you know, in the spring and then even in training camp, of sharing his knowledge, how he did things, counter moves, what to anticipate in this situation. And so to this point, he's been a great addition, and we're excited we have him.
With Brandon Bean, GM of the Buffalo Bills, I'm always curious how, you know, GMs approach a training camp, considering there's so many different players that you know, would be classified in different areas. In other words, you've got rookies who are showing up for the first time. You've got bubble players who are just trying to make maybe the practice squad, let alone the actual 53-man roster. Then you have stars who you know are playing. We know Josh Allen's making the team. We know Stephon Diggs is making the team, Von Miller. So of the latter group there, the veterans who you know are going to be a part of this, what do you ask out of them throughout camp? What do you believe needs to be brought to the table by those players?
Well, I think those guys are your leaders. You know, with no doubt, with how good Josh played last year that we talked about, and the good start to his career, what Steph's done since he's been here, you know, going into year three now, and then, you know, Vaughn's presence in the team, those guys set the tone. And it's not by what they say, you know, it is sometimes, but generally it's by what they do. And you know, those three guys and a lot of our other vets, Micah, Jordan, you know, Tremaine Edmonds, all those guys, they set the tone. They show up every day. They practice hard. You know, if they're healthy, they're out there. They're not looking for days off, things like that. And competitiveness. Again, this is the third time we're hitting on the call. Going out there and competing your butt off, we got to make each other better, you know, for a long season. And it starts in camp. You've got to have a competitive camp if you want to get yourself ready, you know, for the gauntlet of 17 games.
Brandon, what can you tell us about Matt Araiza, a.k.a. the punt god, the sixth-round pick from this year? You know, we see videos of him hitting 82-yard punts. Like, what can you tell us about this guy and the decision to draft him?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not everyone's most exciting position to draft. People sometimes say you shouldn't draft, you know, a punter or a kicker. But, you know, we just look at his draft, good players. And Matt's a confident kid. Obviously, he has a strong leg. And, you know, we watched him through the process and saw him at the combine. He's a kid that's very confident, believes he can do it. You know, the biggest question we had, you know, on Matt was he hadn't really ever held. And getting him in here, working him with Tyler Bass and making sure, because that's such an important piece you know, making sure you're meshing, understanding, having the feel, the athleticism, the hands, and doing it exactly in pressure moments, you know, the way Tyler wants the ball held. And so it was cool for his first game for Tyler to have that walk-off kick the other day, for Matt to be the one to be out there, and he made a great hold, and obviously Tyler made the kick. But he's got a really good leg. You know, consistency will be his biggest key. You saw the other day what he can do when he hits it. It's just making sure it's consistent from a hang time, you know, and also a direction. So, but we're excited about Matt and where he's heading.
What we love about Buffalo up here is, you know, it's always got a chip on its shoulder. It's a small market that is loud, though, and they love their Bills, they love their Sabres, and they're always looking for national attention. And I think it was difficult for the Bills to get that, as you would know, Brandon, when you went, you know, almost 20 years without making the playoffs, let alone winning the playoff games. But that has happened recently with you guys winning multiple rounds. And now you're starting the season opening night in L.A. Do you take pride in that? The fact that clearly the rest of the football world, the TV marketing departments are like, we need the Bills on national TV opening night. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. You want to build a team that's respectable, on the field, off the field, has good players, exciting brand of football to watch, not only in the stands here in Orchard Park, but on national TV. So, you know, I don't like getting home in the middle of the night personally. I like those 1 o'clock games, but if you get too many 1 o'clock games, you don't stay employed in my position, because that means you're not very good. So it's exciting, you know, for our team and our city and our franchise to be, you know, on that opening Thursday. And I know our guys will be fired up when we get out to L.A.
Yeah, we can't wait for it up here as well. Good luck getting through camp and opening night. I'm sure we'll do this down the road. Thank you, Brandon.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Brandon Bean, GM of the Buffalo Bills. 2.5-point favorites opening night in L.A.